Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
It's so good hearing your voice, Ben. And I've got to start this forecast because if I don't start now, the show will be over. Flash flood watch through this weekend. Aloha, everyone. Yes, rain still in the forecast and a wind advisory on Kauai. So if you're going to go play at Poipu Bay, it's cart path only, by the way. They do had a couple of tee times the last time I checked in with them. I'll have that for you in just a couple of minutes. Oh, I've got it right here. There's a 10:10, 11 o'clock, 11:20. And remember, it's cart path only. You saw how much water they got yesterday on the South Shore. Unbelievable. So we have a wind advisory just for Kauai, the flash flood watch through this afternoon for the entire state. High surf advisory is up for the north and east facing shores of Kauai and Oahu and the north and west facing shores of Maui. And for Kauai and Oahu, it's going to be windy today and cloudy on the windward side. Many showers, numerous showers. Leeward scattered showers. For Maui, you can expect some thunderstorms in the mix with a locally heavy rainfall also possible. The high today, depending where you are, between 76 and 81. The winds are northeasterly, so there's going to be a chill, and they're 15 to 30. Variable winds on Maui County, so Kauai and Oahu getting the northeasterlies, a little bit muggier on Maui for you, probably as this system moves through. Who knows, by this afternoon there could be a flash flood warning. We've had one every day since Tuesday. And so as far as tee times go, you know, Pearl Country Club, since they've reopened, they're doing so well. They're sold out. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 850, 918, a 1028, probably cart path as well. Bayview has an 836, 938, 1042. And the Makaha East Course, 1006 this morning. Maui Nui has a 1020 and a 1052. Interesting, Maui Nui, dunes, you know, in that whole area had a completely different experience on one part of the island versus a couple of blocks away. Doesn't that sound familiar? If you're on the Big Island, 832 at Makalei, 936 and 1020. So we're going to go to the players at TPC Sawgrass. And we've got Lee Westwood at the top of the leaderboard one more time. And we've got Steve DiMeglio joining us. He's Golf Week and USA Today Sports with us right after this from the Players Championship. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf in beautiful Kaneohe. Dr. Carlson Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua. MD Restoration, floods, broken water pipes, 24/7 cleanup. And RCM Construction for concrete spalling repairs.
Let's head out to TPC Sawgrass. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer for Golf Week and USA Today. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, Danielle, it sounds like our weather is a lot better than your weather. I mean, it's absolutely perfect here today. Bright skies. The trees are still, so that means there's no wind. And it's just mild temperatures, about 70. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And the leaders will be going off in about 2 hours, so it should be an exciting day here at the stadium course.
Yeah, it's been exciting, and it was interesting because I was watching Adam Scott. Adam Scott looked so good. I guess the course was playing two strokes harder yesterday, even though the weather was better than on Thursday. And Adam dropped down because he shot a 70-71, so he didn't keep up with the improvement that everybody else had. What was up with that? Why was it harder on Thursday than Friday when it seemed like the conditions were better on Friday?
Well, it's different. You know, some of the players have noted that spots on greens are firmer than other spots on the same green. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to figure that out. So the pin placements were a little more difficult on Thursday. The players say it's the greens are running about a little, but they're really, really, really slick. And that threw a lot of the players on Thursday morning, especially Thursday morning. Even with the dew that was still out there on the golf course, the course was playing a lot more difficult than they'd ever imagined or had ever played before at the Players on a Thursday morning. And with this golf course, you just have just enough wind, enough tough, difficult pin placements, players wondering which spots on the green are firmer than the other spots on the green, and this course has a lot of teeth, and once you get off line, you're sideways, and it's hard to get it back. They almost set the record for doubles or worse, the others, on Thursday, and they had quite a few of them yesterday. And the record from water balls on the 17th hole is in play. They've had an awful lot of them so far. So, but again, I mean, I'd be surprised. We were seeing much better scoring today, and that's, I think, because there's absolutely no wind. I mean, I'm looking at the top of the palm trees, and they're not moving. And so the Players should have a field day today.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a couple of things in my mind right now. We've got to get to better than most because this is the 20th anniversary. That 17th seems to have just this little landing spot, this I think it's called the patio, where if you don't go there, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting. So it's 20 years from Tiger's Better Than Most, but the flag on the 17th hole is commemorating that. It's got the date on there. It's got TW stamped on there, and then the phrase Better Than Most. It's in basically the identical position that Tiger's the pin was when Tiger made his putt. But it's interesting. I wrote about that this week, and you had mentioned Adam Scott beforehand. 20 years later, Butch Harmon told me the story earlier this year, and then I confirmed it with Adam Scott. He called the putt before Better Than Most even started coming out of Gary Koch's mouth. He was not playing that week, and to this day, he still doesn't know why he was here, but he ended up in the Sky Sports commentary booth with Butch Harmon. And he was getting coached by Butch, and Butch was still coaching Tiger at the time. And they were on a break, so they went out. They went outside out of the studio, and their studio back then overlooked the 17th green. And Butch was saying, "Oh, Tiger, Tiger could putt this off the green. Tiger could four putt. He could easily three putt. It's a real difficult two putt. And there's no way he's making the thing." And Adam Scott turned to Butch and just said, "Just wait until you hear how loud it is when he makes it."
Oh, wow.
And sure enough, the putter went back, the ball went forward, and they started laughing because it was tracking. and it went in, and Adam Scott and Butch started high-fiving each other. So I had never heard that in my 20 years of writing about Better Than Most, but just fascinating. And seriously, he actually did call it. So, yeah, I would imagine your viewers, if they're watching today, will see that putt about, 25 times today. So they're going to replay it, so it'll be fun.
Yes. Now, what was Phil Mickelson thinking when he was watching?
Well, okay, so here's 20 years later, and I talked to him earlier this year, and he just said he had perfect pace as the ball was getting to the ridge. And Gary Koch had said there was a handful of players earlier that day who putted from above the ridge, and almost every one of them zipped by the hole and off the green into the fringe. But Mickelson's watching this, and Mickelson had an 18-footer for birdie. And he says the ball got to this the perfect pace on the crest, and it started going towards the hole. And Mickelson said, "All I could think of, are you freaking kidding me? He's going to make this putt." And Bones was on the green, too, and Bones says all you can do is laugh, you know. And as Phil said, he had seen so many things Tiger do that to him. He had seen Tiger do that so many times, something like that, that it didn't unnerve him. And he just went ahead and he three-putted. So it was a fascinating story.
What a show.
To this day, I don't know what else we're going to learn about it, but after 20 years, I learned something, and it was some of the best stuff I've learned about that putt.
Yeah, we've learned a lot this week from the Players' Championship, and one of the big reveals, and it kind of bugs me because we heard so much about Tiger Woods, you know, the accident, the collision, the going to the hospital, how he got there, what happened when they were trying to get him out, with this story and then that story, wasn't Jaws of Life, and then he transferred. And Rory McIlroy is like the only person who, by the way, did not make the cut, guys. Rory McIlroy is quoted in Sky Sports, I think it is. I may be wrong on that one. Maybe it was BBC. Saying that Tiger is in good spirits and he's doing okay, but it's like, have you heard anything?
Well, Rory had talked on Jimmy Fallon's show earlier this week, and he had said he had spoken with Tiger and that, it's rough. I mean, Tiger's going through a rough time. This is serious that he's going through, but that he was getting better. And then he said, you know, he might be released in a week or so. Well, I think it's going to be or so. I can't believe with all those injuries, with all the problems that he's going to have with vascular problems, the fact that the infection, the risk of infection would skyrocket if he left that hospital. So, but the latest I've heard, and it's in bits and pieces here, and it's not official, but that he is doing good. But he's in for a rough recovery. It's going to be difficult. I mean, when you shatter your ankle, you break bones in your foot, and you have compound fractures in both of your main bones in your right leg, you've got nails, you've got pins, you've got screws in the legs right now to stabilize it. That's not going to be easy to come back from. But as far as, life-threatening, he's passing that time, and he's passing that mark, and he's doing as best as he can from what Rory said and what a couple other players have heard from Tiger. So
yeah, I'm glad.
It's
because,
day by day.
Yeah, it's day by day, for all of us. But in this particular case, it's just, it was horrific hearing that. And I'm still kind of in like denial. Can't be him. No, it's like. It was just so shocking that one more time we're in another boat with Tiger, wondering how we're going to swim out of this one. And all we want him to do is be able to walk, and maybe play some rounds with his son and have some fun with his daughter. That's what's most important in his world. Rory also revealed that he's lost his swing because he was trying to chase speed because of Bryson DeChambeau. Now, here's a guy, Rory McIlroy has one of the longest longest drives, period. And consistently, and he's really, really good. Now, why would he chase? He didn't chase bulk. He just chased speed. Was he really that frightened of this Bryson DeChambeau phenomenon?
Well, what Bryson did at the U.S. Open at Wingfoot when he won there, see, there were a lot of skeptics still out there, including among many golfers, including Rory. Okay, yes, he can bash it on a regular PGA Tour stop like he did in Detroit at the Rocket Mortgage, but let's see him do it on a really difficult, one of the most difficult golf courses in the world. What Rory really took away from that wasn't as much about how far Bryson was hitting the ball with driver, but what Bryson was doing out of the rough. Now, his single-length clubs give him an advantage because the swing is shorter, it's steeper, it goes into the rough much with more force. That's what I think was one of the main things that Rory was trying to chase, to be better and stronger and have more speed going through the rough. And so he chased speed. He did a lot of speed drills, those speed drills that we saw, Bryson doing that he posted on Instagram. And Rory's not the only one. There are others. But here you had a four-time major champion, former world number one, Rory McIlroy, one of the best players of his generation, was influenced by another guy named Bryson DeChambeau to the point where, okay, I've got to go chase it. And as he said yesterday, his swing got long. It got a little loose. It got a little more round. It wasn't as, compact. And now he's been fighting back to, basically slam on the brakes of that speed. But he is stronger now. He is hitting the ball harder. But now he just has to dial it back. And He hasn't been able to conquer that yet. He says it's not too far away. I would imagine it's not too far away because we're talking about Rory McIlroy here, one of the best of all time. And so he's going to be off this week, but the most telling thing he said before he left here last night was we asked him, so are you just going to not touch the clubs for 5 or 6 days? Oh, no. I'm getting back at it right away. I got to fix this thing.
Wow.
I'm going to fix this thing. I want to get back right at it. So he might be hitting golf balls today. If not today, he'll be hitting golf balls tomorrow, and then he'll play the match play in 2 weeks. So, it was startling. We knew that Bryson had influenced players, but not to that extent. And to the extent where he was influenced a four-time major champion, a former world number one, and Europe's best player, that was startling.
Yeah, so he wasn't going for distance. He was going for strength so he could get the speed. He was going for speed to have the strength to come out of the rough in case the ball went out of bounds someplace where it was difficult to get out of. So he had another shot out. That makes sense now.
Yeah, more so. Oh, sure, he wanted to hit a little longer. I mean, you hit it 10 yards longer, you pick up, 3 miles an hour speed or 5 miles an hour speed, you're picking up 10 yards, and that's one less club you have to hit. So, but he said the most startling thing was what Bryson did out of the rough. And it was as tough a rough as they've seen since COVID-19 hit and shut down PGA Tour. So that startled some people.
That was Wayne Foote, yeah. Oh, there was a huge field. And I didn't realize this because I had to work with all the stormy conditions. We had this flash flood warning up and how the Eva on the North Shore and how Ula on the Windward Coast absolutely smashed by the floods that we've had. So it's been, we've been pretty focused on ourselves over here in our little world. I didn't realize the cut wasn't done until, what was it, this morning? Or huge field. Why was that?
Well, because of the COVID restrictions and what COVID-19 had caused, they thought it fair to players that were eligible for last year's players to still be eligible. And they want to increase the field more so to give more playing opportunities. So we had 154. That was 10 more so. We also didn't have daylight savings time. It hit tonight, but last year it had already hit. So there would have been no problem there. But and they knew, everybody knew coming here Tuesday, they knew that they weren't going to finish the first round on Thursday. They knew they weren't going to finish the second round on Friday. But so it was interesting when they restarted the second round on time on Friday, there were players out there still playing their first round. So as soon as the last group finished the hole, they changed up pin placement. So there was a lot of action going on Friday morning and this morning. But the cut came this morning at even par. And as it's been often said, I don't know if it'll be this week, but if you make the cut, you can still win this Players' Championship because, it's just a diabolical golf course that wreaks havoc. And if you put together a solid weekend, you could still win.
Did Steve Stricker make the cut?
No, unfortunately. He ran out of gas. He was 4 under, I think, in his first 7 holes or maybe 8 holes, sharing the lead on Thursday. And he came home with a 70, and he was T12 after the first round. But he shot 77 yesterday, missed the cut by 3. He ran out of gas. I mean, you wake up at 6:15 in the morning, the phone rings at 6:30. He's halfway across the state. He's 300 miles away.
Yeah.
Hey, your first alternate, he starts putting it together. He gets on a jet. A local person he knows has a jet. He flies up, takes his test, has to wait for the test results, has to eat, he has to line up a caddy, and he lined up Harris English's caddy because Harris had pulled out, had withdrawn with a bad back. So he had a hectic Thursday, and I think it caught up with him yesterday.
Gosh, Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week USA Today, thank you so much. So much insight, so much information. Missed you. Great talking with you.
You betcha. Always nice talking to you, Danielle.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
We'll
talk soon. Aloha. We're going to come back. There's something really important going on. And because of COVID, of course, we all get to participate. Normally, you know, well, auctions we usually get to participate in, but we just, this online auction and the virtual Sunday tea, there was never a virtual, well, we'll get to it. Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director of Maryland Smith Tournament and the Golf for Calls founder and co-founder of the Maryland Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. We're going to lay it all out for you after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
And you're probably going to need that Honda mower that you've been thinking about. You can save $50 on the mower and get your $200 extended warranty free. That's right, plus 50% off on the delivery charge. That's Aloha Power Equipment.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director, Maryland Smith Tournament, Golf for Cause founder and co-founder of the Maryland Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Oh, thanks, Danielle. It's always good to talk with you. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. I mean, you're doing something wonderful. Debbie Waitkus has worked with, you know, I always think of Marilyn being here. Marilyn Smith, one of 13.
She is.
Yes, she is. There you go. One of 13 LPGA founders for 10 years. And now Debbie Waitkus has launched the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation to forward that spirit and legacy of all the LPGA founders and pioneers. Now, it's amazing that since 1999, Maryland's Scholarship Fund, that's what all this money is going into, has awarded over $1 million to 199 young women pursuing their dreams.
That's true. That's true. And we want to keep it going. We've got a fund right now, so we'll do a minimum of 5 scholarships a year. But, you know, we were doing 30 before Maryland passed, so we want to get back up there. And her dream really was that, not that girls should go, girls who play golf should go to college so that they could be tour players, although there have been some of those. In fact, Carolyn Inglis, who's on the tour right now, is a Marilyn Smith scholarship recipient, or Pearl, as we call her, one of Marilyn's pearls. But mostly Marilyn wanted girls to be able to have an education and get to college, because that was unusual in her day. And even today, you know, it's been hard for a lot of girls to get to college without a scholarship, and there was no money for her. But the opportunities that come from having an education, and the double effect of having golf in your toolbox, so to speak, I mean, that just opens so many doors, as you well know, for various opportunities in creating and forwarding relationships.
Absolutely. And in case you hadn't heard, not you, Debbie, but our listener, in case you hadn't heard, Marilyn Smith wanted to, you know, get a scholarship, and she went with her father, and they were talking with the coach, and I believe it was the coach who said, you know, it's a shame you've got a daughter. If your child was a son, you'd get a scholarship right away.
It was the athletic director who basically said you needed, if she was a boy, that would be no big deal. And, you know, a lot of women until Title IX, that really wasn't an opportunity for them. So the perseverance is really, against all odds. And you look at, you're talking about a time that, if you can think about like June Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver, when
yes.
all of these, the tendency was you were supposed to be a homemaker. You're supposed to be raising babies and taking care of a household and that type of thing. And so even the idea that women would play competitive golf or just play golf, that they were athletes was pretty foreign. You know, to fast forward to today, that's very different. But when you think about what they had to battle, it's not unlike, oh, I have a dog barking, sorry. It's not unlike any of us who are business people, or we work with a charity or a club and we're trying to forward that initiative or to do marketing or to change someone's perspective and create relationships. What these women had to do, I mean, think about, you just had Steve on and he was giving you some of that behind the scenes stuff of what was going on with Rory.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got a coaching team, you've got your entourage today. These women, their entourage, they were their competitors. They didn't have a swing coach and a head coach and all those types of things.
Dietitians.
They relied on each other for
yeah.
that. And to think about how you would have to today rely on your competitor to give you an idea of what you should do differently is just a little bit foreign. I mean, they realized that they were in an effort together, marketing to build a tour. They were starting a business. They were starting a path for women in order to have a platform to compete. They're the oldest sports organization in that exists.
Yeah, Marilyn used to go to a baseball game, and during the seventh inning stretch, she'd go out there and she'd hit shots and say,
mm-hmm.
"Hey, we're going to be hit. You know, we've got this golf tournament going on, and come on out. We'd love to have you there." And she's in her pearls. I mean, didn't she always? I mean, she was always decked out, like
always wearing pearls.
Always wearing yep. pearls. You know, she never gave up that part of herself that
no.
she was raised as. You know, the June Cleaver female. You know, she was always dressed the part, but she was good at, you know, she was an athlete at the same time. And yeah, truly amazing. So we're raising money for the scholarships, the one that, you know, Marilyn Smith didn't get. She wants to make sure that other girls, young ladies who want and have the talent, that they can get those scholarships to go to college and not necessarily, as you said, Debbie, to become professionals, just to get a great education and use their golf as part of their career going forward. This is an online auction. It's in conjunction with next week's, is it still next week's or it's coming up,
mm-hmm.
right? The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. Tell us about it.
Well, that's the Symetra Tour event. It kicks off the LPGA Symetra season. And the auction itself is an online auction, and it'll start tomorrow, and it runs through March 23rd. And there are some things embedded in that auction that are amazing. There are books from Marilyn and Shirley Spork, who is another co-founder, that people can, you don't have to bid on those, you just buy those. In addition, last year for the Founders Cup that was going to be here in the Phoenix market, it got, that was, I think, probably the first event in our area that got canceled due to COVID. We had Marilyn's Pro-Am as part of that LPGA tournament, and one of the items that we had for that and to do some fundraising is a stunning tour bag, custom tour bag, Marilyn Smith, that all of the players were going to sign. Well, that bag, we shipped it down to the CME Tour Championship in December, and all of those competitors who were the top competitors for the year, they all signed that bag, and it got shipped back to us, and that is actually in that auction. However, it's as a raffle item, and you can purchase a raffle ticket for $13 in honor of the 13 founders of the LPGA, or you can get 13 tickets for $100. So that's in the auction as well, which you could find at 32auctions, and that's plural, 32auctions.com/M Smith. So 32auctions.com/M Smith. And there are just some lovely items. There's some golf. There is an experience. If your listeners want to come over to the mainland and go to French Lick Resort, there's some phenomenal historical things that are just unique to what Marilyn can bring to the table, so to speak.
Yes, and anyone listening to the live stream right now, you need to go check it out at 32auctions.com/M Smith, okay? And bid high and bid often.
There you go.
I love that.
Buy lots of raffle tickets.
Buy lots and lots. Yes. And in addition to the online auction, there's the virtual Sunday tea. Now, this is between 1 and 3 on Sunday, March 21st. That's the last day of the Symetra Tournament Tourney. And this is something that I've never been able to be a part of. And it started after I'd been to visit Maryland's tournament. Tell us about the virtual Sunday tea.
Well, what happens at the tee is over the years, typically the day prior to Maryland's Pro-Am, Ron Syrak, who is just a gift to the world, I guess, but especially to the LPGA, he's an accomplished and award-winning golf writer, but he has intimate knowledge and history with the LPGA. He conducts interviews of the guests. And we're doing this virtually this time, which really makes the room larger, if you will. Mm-hmm. And some of the guests that he is going to have on include Shirley Spork, who is another, as I mentioned, another one of the co-founders of the LPGA. And she actually was the impetus of starting the LPGA teaching division. For all those of you who have ever taken a lesson from an LPGA teaching professional, you have Shirley to thank. And then also Renee Powell, who is an amazing pioneer in the golf industry, along with her family at Clearview in Ohio. And everybody loves Nancy Lopez. Nancy Lopez will be on the program as well. And she was a participating honoree at one of Maryland's pro-ams a few years back here as well. But I think that what you get when you tune in and listen is a lot of the stories and the history, which is important to understand, but those lessons that they, the things that they experience are the same things that we go through in our businesses, the same things that we're going through right now as we navigate COVID, and how are we coming out of this, and how are we, what are we doing, what are we not doing, and why, all those questions, and the way that they went about building their lives and building a tour, I think those lessons can resonate with all of us, but it's a little bit about pulling the curtain back and seeing what's cooking in the kitchen and what the ingredients are from some of the stories. I think we'll hear from Renee about how when she was a little girl, she followed Marilyn at a tournament and thought she was a movie star and asked her parents to please bring her the next day. Marilyn saw her behind the ropes and befriended her and started writing Christmas cards to her every year since she was a little girl. Because of that relationship, Renee says that that's why she decided she wanted to be a tour player, an LPGA tour player too. So, I mean, the history and the stories that you'll get to hear firsthand are just amazing. And in fact, Renee and Sandra Post, who is another LPGA professional in Canada, she's actually in the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame, she and Renee together conspired and put the plan together to have Marilyn inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Wow. And it's just amazing the respect and the honor that they have for each other that we hope gets instilled in these girls moving forward.
Inspiring. Very inspiring. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can attend the tea by registering at virtualsundaytea.eventbrite.com. So you've gone to, you know what Eventbrite is, E-V-E-N-T, eventbrite.com. It's virtual Sunday tea, and that's like we're all going to have tea together, drink tea. So virtual
T-E-A.
Sunday, yeah, thank you. Virtual Sunday tea.eventbrite.com, and it's a $13 donation to register, of course, in honor of the 13 LPGA founders. Because it's virtual, you'll get a link to access the program a few days before the event actually happens. So virtualsundaytea.eventbrite.com. So much information and inspiring. We need to be inspired. Right now, we need to be inspired. We need to hear about how people didn't have it handed to them. They did not expect it to come to them automatically. They knew they had to work towards something. They had to be inspired themselves to move forward and not give up, never give up that ship. So, this is exciting, and I have to thank you. This is, I'm talking with Debbie Waitkus. She's co-tournament director of the Marilyn Smith Tournament, raising money for scholarship, Golf for Cause founder, co-founder of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. And she asked me what my shirt size is. You know, and so I go, well, does it cut small? Does it cut large? You know, so we come to an agreement on the size of the shirt, right? And so, you know, I come home and there's this huge box waiting for me. And I'm like, what in the world? How many shirts did you send? And so I'm opening up this box, and inside the box is the most beautiful Marilyn Smith golf bag. I have a Marilyn Smith golf bag. Such quality. You have got to go and bid. You've got to buy a bunch of these tickets. They're 13 apiece or 13 for $100. So you're going to save money on the $100, right? You get 13. And that's at 32auctions.com/M Smith. Lots to remember. I'll post it on all of my Facebook and Instagram and Twitter pages and whatever. You know, we'll keep mentioning this next week. Can we talk about this next week, too? Yes, I think we can. Certainly for the Sunday. What day is it? We've been underwater for so long. Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director of the Marilyn Smith Tournament, Golf for Cause founder and co-founder of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much. I so appreciate the love affair that you had with Marilyn. She was a gift.
Yes.
A gift to all of us.
Yes, yes.
And
I miss her cards.
And if anyone ever tells you no, be inspired by Marilyn, because no was not in her vernacular. It was how can we and why not. So.
That's childlike thinking that we all need to adopt. Let's get through this. We can make it happen. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Aloha.
Thanks, Danielle. You be well.
You too. All right, we've got Steve Pike coming up, owner and editor of Spikes Peaks. Isn't that great? Steve Pike, Spikes Peaks, the art of travel. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What is falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stop the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company, buy insurance, air-condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Steve Pike, owner and editor, Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel. You may know him as the man who defined golf business reporting in the 1990s for Golf Week, Golf World, golf shop operations for the New York Times Magazine Group and Golf Digest. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Good. You can find, we're going to talk about some of the things that he has had on Twitter recently, some of the travel goodies that could be coming up for us in the not too distant future. I'm hoping, you know, as we all get our inoculation passport, it's myspiketravel.com. Okay, My Spike Travel, that's where Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel, can be found. Now, Atlantis Aqua Venture opening at the Palm Dubai. Wow. What is that?
That's quite a water park they have out there. It's probably, I think, two or three water parks in one. It's one of, seems to be one of the larger ones, obviously, but a growing trend around the world of resorts that essentially have water parks inside their properties in order to attract guests.
That's interesting.
I'm sorry.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the JW Marriott at Turnberry down here in Miami has one. Reunion Resort in Orlando does. There's a big one, of course, Texas-sized at JW Marriott Hill Country in San Antonio is too. So they're starting to become more prevalent.
You know, the value of water is going up, and so naturally, you know, someplace like Dubai, where you don't think of water as being a part of, you know, something that you can find easily in Dubai, the middle of the desert. So the Atlantis Aqua Venture, I'd love to go to Dubai. My niece just jetted over there for a couple of days 1 week. Michigan's Island Resort and Casino is offering online wagering. That's incredible. Tell us more about Michigan's Island Resort and Casino.
Well, Michigan's Island Resort and Casino is one of those places, obviously up in northern Michigan, where there's a lot of
a lot of great golf, a lot of terrific golf resorts up in northern Michigan. And the best part is, as we're getting to be that way, or getting close, in the summertime, you can play golf until 10 o'clock at night on some terrific golf courses just because it's so far north and there's so much more daylight. But I think you're going to see more of this online wagering, too, as a way to attract. They have it at kiosks there. So it's just another way to attract customers and to attract people into the casino and people into the resort. Gives them something else to do. And all of these really are just little carrots, for lack of a better way, or lack of a better phrase, just to attract, you know, people on the property.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a big goal. Once you get them on the property, then they can spend money in a variety of ways.
Spend money. That's the whole bottom line. Come here. Spend money.
Everything's about follow the money. Yes.
Here's one. Gilhan's renovated lower course at Baltrazol Golf Club reopening in May. Baltrazol.
Well,
yes.
Baltrazol is one of the storied golf courses in the country. It's really a great Tillinghast course. That's one of the top probably 10 or 15 at least great private golf clubs and storied golf clubs in the country. And Gilhan's has showed over the years that he can do great renovation work, whether it's at Pinehurst with number 4, whether it's with Dick Wilson's masterpiece down at Doral in Miami with the Blue Monster, or now with Tillinghast. And he does great work on his own too, like the Black Course at Streamsong, which was a real minimalist golf course that you really have to be able to pay attention to play, but it's a terrific course.
You get to go and play all these courses, huh?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. So I've been fortunate over the past little over 30 years to be able to go to a lot of great spots, meet a lot of great people, including some people out your way. One of my friends, Rusted Soul, was Gary playing us at Kapalua.
Oh yes, oh yes, yes! Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful soul. Just a wonderful person.
Yes, the mayor of Kapalua.
The mayor of Kapalua, indeed. Is there anything I can do for you? Is there anything you need? I mean, he always did that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he always wanted to make sure that you were comfortable and you had everything you needed. That's a sweetheart. Okay. What really attracted me when I saw this, I went, what? Callaway is going to purchase Top Golf? We want Top Golf to come here because it'll be a great attraction. You know, that thing about we don't have wagering in Hawaii because, well, they won't let us.
Mm-hmm.
They keep wanting, you know, we keep asking and they keep saying no at the legislature, so we're not going to have, but we all got to fly to the Ninth Island, which is Vegas, Las Vegas. So I knew that particular, you know, thing would capture my listener going, oh, what? Michigan's Island Resort wagering? Maybe I should look into that casino opportunity there. But I was like, okay, Callaway is buying for $1.987 billion Top Golf.
Right.
Whoa.
Correct.
Wow.
Well, you have to remember, as I'm sure you do and most of your listeners do, that Callaway Golf is a publicly traded company. Publicly traded companies are essentially held hostage by earnings reports and their stock prices. And I think that probably about 10 years ago, let's say, somewhere in that neighborhood, the management at Callaway Golf and the board of directors figured out or determined that as a publicly traded company that has to keep increasing shareholder value, it could no longer do that with just selling golf equipment, golf clubs, golf balls, that type of thing. So as many publicly traded companies do, it has to diversify. So that's where we saw Callaway get into buying Agio. It bought Travis Matthew. A couple of years ago, it bought Jack Wolfskin, the European apparel company, and now we see Top Golf. The challenge is going to be how quickly it can make Top Golf a profitable company and get a return on its investment and a return for shareholders. And the board of directors and Chip Brewer, the president of Callaway Golf, are confident they can do that in the next 3 or 4 years. But it's like turning a battleship into the wind. It's not going to be quick, and it's not going to be easy. But they're determined that they can do it.
This is interesting because, I mean, we always think of Top Golf as being very profitable, and this has been the COVID.
Golf, because conversely with Callaway Golf, it's been a private company, so we don't know exactly what's under the hood yet at Top Golf. We know a little bit more than we did 6 months ago or a year ago, but we don't know everything. I mean, there are reports, and I believe it was in one of the Callaway prospectuses too, that, you know, it's Top Golf is something like $500 million in debt.
Woo-hoo.
Or has a debt of $500 million, and that comes a lot from growth. Every time you grow, you pile up more debt just because there's a lot of operating costs involved and that type of thing. So what you see as might be profitable at one or two individual Top Golfs,
yeah,
that's great. But what's, you talked a little bit about with your previous guest, what's behind the scenes? But what's behind the scenes to make all of that happen takes a lot of money. When you're leasing a lot of the land that you're building these properties on or these venues on, and then you have these increased operating costs with all the bells and whistles that go with what you have at Topgolf, it costs a lot to keep this stuff going. It's like you've created a monster. Now you have to continue to feed it.
Feed it. Yes. And then those leaseholders get to go, okay, it's time to renegotiate.
Exactly. Exactly. And all of that plays into it, too. So Callaway wouldn't have done that. And Chip Brewer is a very smart guy. He's done a great job turning Callaway around the last several years. They wouldn't have done that if they didn't think that they could make this work. But it's a matter of Callaway trying to find ways to create more revenue earnings, and then increase shareholder value. And it's probably going to be 2 or 3 years before we see any sort of significant impact on that. But they have the numbers. They've shown Wall Street the numbers, the projected numbers, to where it works.
Yep.
It's sort of like the golf industry now has been robust the last 6 months, 7 months because of the post lockdown, and lots of people are playing golf, lots of people are buying different kinds of golf equipment and that kind of stuff. But we won't know the complete impact of that for at least a year. We won't know, for example, how much of the last success of the last 6 months in rounds played and participation that have gone up exponentially, how much of that is based on pent-up demand, and how much of that is just a new popularity in the game. And those are really two different things. And it's going to be a while before we know that, too. So all of this stuff takes a long time to figure out.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something else that happened while all of this is going on with Callaway and Top Golf, Drive Shack comes out after missing its earnings report, but then releasing it. A collaboration with Rory McIlroy and its new indoor entertainment golf experience and puttery. A puttery.
Right.
I love it.
Putteries are essentially going to be miniature versions of Drive Shack, and Drive Shack is just I don't mean to dismiss it, but because they're very good too. They're another version of Topgolf.
Right.
I don't want to say they're the same thing, but in a way they are the same thing. Putteries would be miniature golf versions of that, which you would have miniature golf with a lot of bells and whistles. And of course you would have all the food and beverage and all of that stuff that goes along with it. The Rory McIlroy component, that has yet to become official. The Drive Shack put out an announcement that it has entered into some sort of a tentative agreement with Rory McIlroy and his people, but they have not put out any other thing that it is now that anything has been signed and sealed. So we're still waiting on that.
Well, Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel, and, of course, a business guru, you'll have to be on again when we get all of this figured out with Rory.
Anytime. I'm always happy to do it.
Thank you very much, Steve Pike, owner and editor.
Thank you.
It's Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel. We're coming back. A friend of mine went into the clothing business. Yes, some interesting clothing designs, really cool models. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
What do falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, no one wants to hear that, right? It's supposed to just come to you. Harry Arnett, CEO and founder of Municipal. You'll find him at municipal.com. Well, you may not find Harry, but you'll find the clothing line that he's created. Welcome into the clubhouse, Harry.
Hey, Danielle, it's been a while. Great to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. So there are hoodies and the zip-up kind and the ones that you pull over your head. There are polos and crews and shorts and headwear and promos, all kinds of stuff, and the best underwear you'll ever need, right?
Yeah, totally. We're at the end. Let's start at the beginning, which is we were going back a couple years ago. I'm one of the founders. I'm not the sole founder. This is me and Mark Wahlberg, who everyone knows, and Steve Levinson, who's Mark's longtime collaborator and partner on entertainment. And we've been friends for years through golf. I mean, how else does anybody meet anyone anymore? I meet everybody through golf. So we met through golf. And over the years, we started to really talk a lot about the gap that exists in the market for things that people are wearing every day that are infused with style, that have inspiration from the streetwear that we all grew up wearing to the sports, including golf, that we all enjoy and grew up playing, in versions of those things that you can wear every single place you go. And we started talking about, whoa, that's kind of like athleisure, but athleisure is kind of dorky. It's really specific, that it's not as versatile as it probably wanted to be when it started. And we realized that there was this opportunity right in front of our face to create something that didn't exist before, and that's what Municipal is. So you said it. We wanted to make the best hoodies in the world, the best underwear, the best joggers, the best T-shirts that you not only are going to wear working out, but you're going to wear them everywhere. And then the pandemic hit, Danielle. The pandemic hit.
And everybody wanted comfy clothing.
Isn't that funny? It's like, boy, this has been such a hard year. But a lot of the things that we were thinking about for the future really got accelerated. And, you know, listening to your last guest, a lot, as I was listening to it, I was thinking a lot of what he's talking about with Callaway and Topgolf and any business is you're trying to predict the future based on what you know today. And we certainly were doing that, thinking, okay, we're going to move towards a place where people are going to want to reduce the clutter in their closets. They're going to want to have a brand that is more than just transacting, a brand that really can inspire them to pursue their full potential as human beings, to really become the best versions of themselves and have, again, all the things that you need to go from work to the gym, to and from running errands, playing golf, playing tennis, but you don't want a thousand different things that you have to keep changing clothes. That was Mark's lifestyle. I mean, if you think about Mark Wahlberg, that guy does a thousand things during the day. He's up at four. He's working out. He's played a round of golf, Danielle, before most of us have gotten out of bed. He's first on the tee. He's actually not even on the tee sheet because he gets out where he plays before they're even open for business. He tees off around 6 o'clock. Think about this. 18 holes, he's done at 7:20 in the morning.
Wow.
So that's kind of the point, is people have these active lives. They need stuff that's versatile, that's comfortable, that looks cool, that you don't really have to think about, oh, does this shirt go with that pant? Am I going to be comfortable sitting in the car for the next 2 hours wearing these pants? Am I going to have what I always tell my team, is this going to cut my circulation off when I have to unlock the door and our door is on the very bottom of the door? Am I going to pass out because all the blood is cut off because of these? Or am I going to feel like I can do that? And that really is what Municipal is all about.
I love the softest T-shirts ever. You know,
yes, that's the standard. That is the standard. If it's not the softest, if it's not the most comfortable, then we don't want it. And we don't want it in the line. So, you know, that keeps the line, that keeps the line tight. That keeps our guarantee, really, that what you're going to put on your body is the best thing you've ever worn.
Yeah. And again, I was talking about your models. Gabe Rosado, the professional boxer, Sean Sheffy, the pro skateboarder. These guys are awesome.
Yeah, and that was the other thing that we talked about, really was kind of changing the game, is anybody can style apparel on models. They're paid to look great in everything. But we really wanted to hold it up to the standard of our stuff is going to look on real people doing real stuff. And if you look on our site and on our social and out there, we have people from the most hyped, Mark Wahlberg, down to the everyday person schlepping it, making a living in our stuff, and they all look great. And that's really where we want to go.
That's great. I haven't heard schlepping it in a long time.
Are we all schlepping it?
Yeah, we're all schlepping it at this point. Yeah, we are. And we're just trying to get through. When are you going to do girl stuff? I mean, girls want the same. Yeah, okay, fine. Ladies wear.
That was the thing, too, is like our brand values are all about hard work, hustle, character, creativity. And I happen to be married to somebody who is the ultimate is the ultimate achiever from day to day on getting shit done. Sorry, pardon the French. But and we think the same thing, that there's this, when we launched this brand and we were thinking we're launching with men, and it definitely has a masculine take to it, women have loved the brand because those sensibilities and those values that I described are universal and they're not gender specific.
Okay.
So we've sold so many hoodies and t-shirts to women that are in our line. So we'll have a women's line coming towards the tail end of this year.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear there's something to look for, because I could buy, I love the hoodies, you know, and I could buy the softest t-shirt ever. You know, just looking at the guy wearing it at the front page, I'm like, I want to wear that shirt. I mean, that, you know, that'll look great on me. But I, you know, I also want to know that there's something that's kind of a little bit more fitted for the feminine form.
We know. Yeah, we know. And that, and what you're seeing is exactly what we hope people experience is, and what it has been is, the stuff's made to be worn and made to be lived in and made to be worn everywhere.
Okay. Okay,
and
good.
So we've been really excited about that.
I got to close, but I want to know how your kids are. Do you still have two?
Got two kids. Everybody's hanging in there. I think at any given time, we finally had some hope, I think, Danielle, that things are going to get back to life, maybe not as we knew it, but at least life that seems hopeful for us. Because for the last year, like everybody, we've been teetering on losing our minds versus survival. And so now we're all, I think we all have a little bit of hope, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I mean, what does a basketball dad do when there's no basketball? You know, but
well,
you play.
Fortunately, we play golf, right?
Right, we play golf, and we take our Bernese Mountain Dogs for walks. Do you still?
There you go.
Do you still have your Bernese Mountain Dogs?
Oh yeah, we do. We just got a new one too, 12 weeks old, Danielle.
Oh.
If you want a puppy sit, I'd love for you, because I haven't been sleeping much.
Big licks. Okay.
Exactly.
Harry,
thanks, Danielle. Thanks again for having me on.
Thank you. This is Harry Arnett, CEO and co-founder of Municipal. You'll find it municipal.com. We've got equipment on our mind because there's so much going on in the world of equipment. I've kind of fallen in love with this. I'm not sure. It's from Cobra, and it's beautiful, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it's bronze or copper. That's it. It's copper. Gorgeous copper. Yeah. I just want to take it home and hang it somewhere. We're going to come back with Jonathan Wall, managing editor and golf.com's man, wall-to-wall equipment. That's his. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
KORLYNI Honolulu. And yes, congratulations, Lana. Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5, named best divot repair tool by Golf Digest. You have yours on your way. I hope you've gotten yours already. And the Aqua Brush, providing easy solutions for cleaning your clubs and your golf balls in your hands. And we want to give away exactly the same thing. And thank you so much, Pitch Fix, for providing us with these great prizes. A Fusion 2.5 and an Aqua Brush. Yes, it'll come into your home. I will send it to you. You won't have to go and pick it up anywhere. And all you have to do is be the ninth caller. The number is 808 if you're calling from a neighbor island, or just 545-1111.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks, stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Jonathan Wall, managing editor, golf.com. His column is wall-to-wall equipment. You get it? Welcome into the clubhouse, Jonathan.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, I want to ask you a question right off the top before we go into some of the different things happening in the world of equipment and things that are new on the shelf. Justin Rose. You know, did he get bogged down in equipment changes and kind of lose his rhythm? What's going on with Justin Rose?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting one with Justin Rose because, you know, he was at the top of his game when he was with TaylorMade, made it to number one in the world. But, you know, the interesting thing about where he was in his career arc was he actually was kind of on the back end just based on his age. And, you know, when you're kind of approaching 40 years old, a lot of players start to see, hey, look, I'm not in the prime of my career. There's a pretty good chance that my big money endorsement deals are going to start to go down, the amount of money you could get. And Justin just happened to get one of those deals where he was rolling off his contract with TaylorMade and Honma just offered him a whole bunch of money. And, you know, it was really going to be his last big gear deal. And so he took it. Unfortunately, it seems to have kind of coincided with you know, a downturn in his game because, you know, he didn't even fulfill the entire contract. He and Honma split ways after the first year. And, you know, from that point forward, he's really been searching for an ideal setup. I actually kind of thought that he was going to be able to find it pretty quickly, just being able to kind of piece things together. And I know he's really detail oriented, but yeah, he's really struggled. You know, it looks like he's got some injuries now he's dealing with, but certainly, you know, the move away from TaylorMade to try and find something else. We've seen this happen before. It's happened with other players in the past, but this one is, you know, Justin was still, you know, he was still up there in the world rankings. And I think people are certainly noticing it.
Yeah. 'Cause he was always steady. You know, it was like he was dependable. You knew Justin was going to do a good job. Maybe not win, but he'd be contending. He certainly would be pushing. But it's just interesting. Bryson DeChambeau. Okay. One of your... you can find Jonathan Wall at Jonathan R. Wall on Twitter. And on, by the way, Instagram. Bryson DeChambeau wins the Arnold Palmer Invitational playing the reconfigured Sick Golf Pro-C Armlock putter with descending loft technology and in his reconfigured form, reducing the toe hang by approximately 20 degrees. Wow. There is so much to unpack in that very long sentence. First of all,
there certainly is, you know, it's tough, you know, being an equipment editor, I really try to not get too far into the weeds with a lot of the gear minutia, because I know that some golfers out there just don't really, one, they don't care, or two, it's like they read it and the sentence goes completely over their head. But I also say that and know that there are some diehard, I call them gearheads, the ones that love to know what the tour players are playing. Maybe they kind of want to know if any of the gear setups out on tour would work for them. And this is an interesting one, just simply because, you know, Bryson has been with Sick. It now looks like we're going to see sort of a merging of minds, because Sick and Cobra are now coming together. You know, Bryson has a staff deal for his clubs minus the putter with Cobra. He had the deal for his putter with Sick. They're now combining forces. And you know, one of the things that I think we're going to see is, you know, probably a Bryson down here. I'm kind of looking into my crystal ball, but a Bryson putter in the future, Bryson design, kind of Cobra Sick branded. But this is an interesting change, because it's not something that I think a lot of golfers are probably considering, and that is using a longer neck on their putter. Meaning, if you were to look at the hosel coming off of the head, that's the neck. Typically, it's a certain length. That neck, I call it a plumber's neck, was initially designed by Carsten Solheim, who was the founder of Ping. And it's probably the most copied neck design in the history of the game. And, you know, Sick has it on Bryson's putter, but what they decided to do is make it a touch longer. And, you know, some people are probably wondering, what does it matter? The neck's a touch longer than what he was using. Well, as you mentioned, reducing the toe hang. So for people out there, you know, that want to get, I guess, more consistent with their putter, one of the ways that you can do that is to kind of see how the face moves through impact. You might be somebody who brings the face and your head of your putter straight back and straight through. You might like a little bit more of an arc, which means you might come a little bit inside on the way back, and on the way through, you might close the face a little bit. That's something that Tiger Woods does. Well, Bryson wanted to kind of get a little bit more straight back, straight through. So actually adding that additional length to the neck was able to reduce that toe hang, which kind of makes his putter a little bit more face balanced, which is straight back, straight through. So that's kind of what he was looking to do. He's trying to make his you know, putter a little bit more stable, a little bit more consistent. It's a very minor change, but again, it doesn't take a whole lot when it comes to the putter to see results.
Yeah, you know, interesting, because his putting drives me crazy. The arm lock kind of, I just can't wrap my brain around it. It doesn't look, so uncomfortable.
You and me both. You and me both, actually, Danielle, because I remember back in, I think it was 2013, it was just around the time when the USGA and RNA were getting together to come up with the anchor band. And one of the putting methods that they ended up clearing was the arm lock. And it's actually, they called it the Kuchar method, because Matt Kuchar kind of popularized this arm lock style where you rest the grip against your forearm, and they claimed, you know, I still think it's somewhat like anchoring, because you're anchoring it to a part of your body.
Yeah.
But they allowed you to anchor, kind of rest that grip against your forearm, and then it kind of made it like an extension of your arm when you brought it straight back and straight through. We've seen a lot of success. You know, Matt Kuchar has had success with it. Webb Simpson is another player who's had success with the arm lock. Bryson, of course, because he uses a little bit of a longer grip on his putter. He uses a Jumbo Max grip. But yeah, it is an interesting one to get used to, because you have to keep it anchored to your forearm, but you also have to keep that angle with the shaft and the head. And I just could never get used to it. So I'm right there with you.
It's interesting about Bryson DeChambeau. A lot of people are like, okay, he's going to set a trend. But that did not happen with the same length shafts on all of his irons, did it?
No, it's interesting. I'm actually working on a story for next week. I actually went to Dallas National and spent time sitting down with Bryson for a one-on-one that was in our latest issue of Golf Magazine. And, you know, I talked to him about one length, and you know, Cobra's all in on one length, and they have seen an uptick in sales. But it's so difficult to kind of capture what what the interest level is like, because before Bryson came along, there wasn't anybody out on tour who was playing one length irons. So it's they're kind of seeing incremental, you know, changes in the sales of those one length clubs, but it's still such a foreign concept for a lot of golfers, because all they've known growing up is, you know, variable length clubs. You have your long irons that have the longest shaft, and it goes all the way down to your pitching wedge and your scoring clubs, which are the shortest clubs in your bag. Whereas, you know, Bryson's are the same length throughout, and it's a tough concept to wrap your head around. Bryson talks about, you know, the future of the game, he thinks, is in one length, is what he told me. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that more golfers should consider one length, because it would make the game a whole lot easier for them, having one length of iron throughout the set, but just different lofts. You know, but again, it's tough. It's golfers are pretty set in their ways, so it's tough to kind of make them consider the idea of changing a big part of their equipment setup.
Interesting. I have your most recent issue of Golf in my hand, and Bryson's on the cover. Bryson DeChambeau is geared up. When does Wall to Wall come out?
Yep, so that's a Monday, an every Monday special from me. I, you know, this is something that I started working on when I spent 6 years at the PGA Tour, and I just thought, you know, we watch the golf all weekend long. You know, that's all we're locked into. But there are changes going on every week to the gear, and I was spending almost every week out on tour, especially the beginning of the week, talking to tour reps, talking to players, trying to kind of get a handle on all the changes. And I thought, you know, it'd just be great to have this, you know, weekly rundown on Monday after the tournament's concluded of all of the interesting changes from the week. So, yeah, that's a Monday staple for us. It usually comes out Monday mornings, and it's just, you know, I've tried to kind of condense the notes because I know it's a lot to try and read through every single change, but it's just quick hitters on all the most important changes from the previous week, all tour-related changes.
Yeah, I love the feel of your magazine, by the way. It feels really
Thank
good.
You.
It's a perfect size, and I found this one that I, you know, The Soul of Wit. I didn't realize that Kathy Whitworth is A81, the winningest golfer in games history, and still a road warrior. I'm going to have to dig into that one. I haven't gone through the whole magazine. Really, really cool. So I started this whole segment with you, waxing poetic about, or attempting to, about the Cobra Golf King Copper Iron Series. Now, when I first talked about clubs have to look sexy when you're looking down at them in your hands. And, you know, one equipment guy laughed at me. I think he was embarrassed. But they do. And I'm not talking sexy. I'm talking they have to look sexy. And you have to feel good about holding it. This is a really sharp-looking club. What's up with copper? Is that I thought that was a soft metal.
It's just the finish on these irons is this new bronze finish that they came out with. You go back to last year, Ricky Fowler put in a set of prototype irons, and these irons had this bronze finish to them, and they were, I mean, impossible to miss in the bag. And it just kind of spawned off from there, where they took the same finish on Ricky's irons and they added it to some of their more popular irons. So the Forged Tech, which is, you know, it's a hollow cavity iron for Cobra. It looks like a blade. It's a very popular design. Now, we've seen a lot of manufacturers come up with this sort of iron design. It looks like a blade, but it actually has the forgiveness and the ball speed of a game improvement iron.
Oh.
And it's just for those golfers who maybe, you know, they're borderline, maybe they're a 12 to 15. They don't want to hit a game improvement club because they feel like it's too clunky. It looks too big to them, but they don't want to sacrifice that forgiveness, especially off the heel and the toe, because their misses probably aren't that consistent. And they also really like that ball speed that a game improvement iron has, because maybe it gives them an extra 10 yards compared to their previous set. So that's one less club into the hole for them. That's where these kind of hollow cavity, we've seen some manufacturers keep the cavity hollow. We've seen other manufacturers add materials. You look at the P790 from TaylorMade, that has a speed foam material that fills in that cavity. PXG
yeah.
also has their irons, which has a thermoplastic elastomer material inside the cavity. So it comes in the Forged Tech, it comes in the more traditional King Tour iron, which is a very traditional cavity back blade. And then it also comes in the Ricky Fowler iron. So, yeah, they're just, you know, they found a color that they think pops, and they just wanted to add it throughout the line. But I agree. It's a really great-looking color. And I've heard a lot of people, when I posted photos of those, they're like, man, where can I get those irons? Color does a lot for people. It really does. You know, yes. The color of an iron head, the graphics, the color on a driver.
Yes.
If it's not right, golfers aren't going to buy it. They want something that looks good but also performs.
Yes, exactly. Something, and I didn't really think about this. I was looking at different prices on golf balls. And the Bridgestone Lady Precept golf ball, $19.99 a dozen. You know, $19.99, you can walk out, feel good about buying golf balls, right? Callaway's Chrome Soft XL, whoops. Callaway's Chrome Soft X LS Ball Fly Low Spin Max Distance, $47.99 a dozen. Okay, let's make it a flat 48. You better not lose very many of those.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where you get into. I mean, I actually remember in high school, the Lady Precept was an incredibly popular golf ball because it had a great low flight to it. It was really soft around the greens. I remember a lot of junior golfers that I played with who actually were using that golf ball just because they really enjoyed the feel of it. And this is a golf ball where they haven't really changed a whole lot to the composition of the ball, but it's still on the lower end of the spectrum. It's a golf ball that if you're, you know, maybe more of an entry level golfer and you don't want to spend a whole bunch, this is kind of that golf ball for you. The Chrome Soft X LS golf ball, that is a golf ball that was developed directly from Tour. That's a ball that had been out on tour for a while, but hadn't been released at retail. And Callaway decided to add it to their current Chrome Soft lineup. So you can get the Chrome Soft, you can get the Chrome Soft X, and now you can get the XLS version, which is a little bit more low spin. And that's something, again, that was derived from Tour. You know how Tour players are. If they want something, they're going to get it.
Yep.
And that's kind of what this golf ball is. It's a Tour-only version that's now available at retail.
Just know that you better be kind of good if you're going to use this golf ball, okay?
Exactly. You don't want to lose too many of these. if you have, maybe if you go in a hole with water and you're kind of hitting it squirrely, maybe you pull out a cheaper ball for those holes just in case.
Oh, Jonathan Walls, so good to talk to you again. A managing editor, equipment editor, golf.com, golf magazine. Sign up for it. Wall to Wall Equipment is his column. Thanks for being on the show.
Always enjoy, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. Well, I want to thank our wonderful sponsors. Sioux Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. In high-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and state projects, have your project on time and budget with a tradition of excellence and safety. Only Sioux delivers COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. 842-1944. 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Sioux Electric lights the way. Aloha Power Equipment, their moving sale continues until the store is empty. So we put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including the Honda mower. And you know, with all this water, pretty soon all the grass is going to grow like crazy. So save $50 on the mower and get your $200 extended warranty free, plus 50% off on the delivery charge. That's Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's Spine and Pain. And it's Dr. Jonathan Carlson, Hawaii Pain and Spine. What's worse than living with constant pain? You know, just not doing anything about it. I mean, you could not be grumpy all the time, which I find sometimes back pain does. Makes you grumpy. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. It's 808-452-1379. Dr. Carlson has a way of getting people back on the course. It's 452-1379, the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic, and they are in Kailua, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. MD Restoration for flood restoration problems. Gosh, when the, you know, what's happened lately. I mean, if you need some help, you need to call MD Restoration. Their number, they're 24/7. When disaster strikes, call MD Restoration, 528-3434. Restoration service, COVID compliant, mold remediation, flood, all of that, 528-3434. And RCM Construction. Thank you for your money. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.